This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Skies of blue.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, we do have a call on the line. So I want to get right to that. So Nathan, who's up next?
Mark is in New Hampshire.
Mark, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I got a question concerning my green beans.
Okay.
They're pole beans. I've got a trellis about, probably 7 feet high and 10 feet long. And I want to say earlier part of the week, Sunday, Monday, I sprayed them all with 8.
Okay.
Along with, I did my tomato plants, my squashes, I did her flowers, everything. And I come out like 2 days later, and a third of my beans, it looks like the leaves just wilted up and died.
Okay.
Any thoughts?
Yeah, when, you said you did it Monday or Tuesday of last week?
Yeah.
And when you did it, I don't remember the each day, but do you know around what, how hot it was? Was it super hot, or was it, you know, just kind of normal temperature?
It was probably 6-7 o'clock in the evening.
Okay, so it wasn't hot. Okay,
yeah.
Because that's one of the, you know, one of the first things I think about doing that is just because some of these cannot have 85 degrees or warmer, and it can burn the leaves, causing it to turn yellow and do the, you know, some of the dieback. So I was wondering if that had something to do with it, right?
Yeah. The as I'm looking at them, and I checked them again yesterday, the vines themselves still look to be, you know, they're nice and green and healthy, and it looks like I got new buds coming on them. But I just, it was funny that, you know, almost a third of the leaves that had been there, just they shriveled up basically overnight into nothing.
Yeah, I mean, it could have a little bit to do with the excessive moisture that's in the soil causing some of the to look as though it's, you know, underwatered. The overwatering could have stressed them out a bit. You know, it's, you know, I think it's a combination of Mother Nature, of what's going on with it. Maybe the soil's just so saturated that could be part of it. The other thing is sometimes when we get, you know, I know it's you look at it because it's suspect from when you sprayed it. Sometimes it could be the excessive heat that we have just hasn't shown all of its issues yet, and then it's too hot, so it's caused it to raise, you know, turn some of those leaves yellow. I think with the with the excessive rain that we've had in the past couple days here, I mean, even yesterday it was just a really heavy, even into a good amount of New Hampshire, it could have washed a lot of any of that solution that was there off. Making me look at it and saying, I wouldn't worry that it would be, the chemical could keep doing anything if it was a chemical burn, which I don't think it is, but what I want you to, just the way I'm thinking about it is all the things that, just to keep it safe, right? And I think the amount of rain that we've had has washed a lot of that product off anyways. Because normally, if it, say it was a chemical reaction, I would have said, let's make sure we wash down these plants the best we could, thoroughly water them, just heavy-duty watering, because it'll wash away a lot of those products. But I think the rain's doing that for you, so we could have, saved some time with that, so we don't have to worry about that. Now, I'd look at it, when was the last time you fertilized these beans as well?
Probably 2 weeks ago with the Neptune's Harvest liquid tomato fertilizer there.
Okay, I would look at doing that again today. Right, I think a lot of it's probably removed from the soil anyways, just based on the amount of rain we've been having. But I think it's only going to help some of the rest of the leaves. Because you said it is. It looks healthy in general. Right, so
the vines themselves are still nice and green, and there's new buds coming on them, and it was just the existing leaves that just seemed to just dry up.
Yeah, I almost want to say that I want to say it almost had a little bit to do with just the excessive heat that we've been having causing some of it, even though you did spray at night. It could have just had a small effect causing this to happen. The good thing is that the vine itself is fine, and I think we can kind of change the process on it by fertilizing it again and keeping an eye on it, and making sure that we look at the insects. So the other thing is obviously you sprayed it for a reason, right? Did you have something there, or are you just being proactive?
There were a couple beetles around.
Okay. So, I think we got to look at it and say, well, you obviously sprayed for a reason with the beetles around. Keep an eye out and see if there's anything really popping up. If there isn't, we don't spray. But that being said, temperature-wise, the next 10 days look like they're not really going to get into the high 80s. Because 85 or higher, they just say don't spray anything. Don't even put anything down on the lawn. So if there is insects, I think you're going to be fine going forward for the next at least 10 to 14 days, just based on what I'm seeing. So I think you'll be okay. But I think the weather on this is doing us a favor if it was like burn from the chemical and sun together, because it's washed everything out. So it's almost like we're not starting fresh, but we can start fresh by refertilizing and taking care of the plant that way. I'd remove any of those yellow leaves if you haven't already.
Already done.
Yeah, so, and the leaves, just the whole thing turned yellow. It wasn't like there was a hole in the center of it and caused damage that way, right?
Right, the entire leaf. And it didn't turn yellow, it turned brown. Brown and crispy.
Okay, so yeah, I think some of it just had to do with the heat and the chemical being on there, just based on that. I misheard you at the beginning. I thought it was yellow, but the brown like that could be part of it, right? Because of the chemical spray. So just, it's something to keep in mind that, it can, if it's, it sits too much, even if you're doing it at night, and then the next morning it's hot, when the sun comes up, it could still burn it. Or even if we had some rain, it could have washed it off to certain leaves, it could have done certain things like that. Going forward, I think you're going to be fine, especially with the vines being okay. So I would keep an eye on that. The other one final thing I'd look at is, with the excessive rain that we've been having, in those areas, does the water kind of sit too much, or is it? Does it kind of run off without a problem?
It runs off, no problem.
Okay. Because that's another thing that could be just causing this in general, is just excessive water causing root rot. But I think we would have seen more damage to the plant. You would have seen the vine kind of shrivel, and you're not seeing that. But it's just something I came to my mind. I wanted to think about for you as well.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't think the overwatering is an issue, because I've got exceptional drainage, put it that way, here.
Okay.
And I've never had a problem with it that way.
But, yeah.
You know, I did the same thing, you know, my tomato plants, which are, you know, 4 feet away. They're all fine. The squashes that are, you know, everything's right there in the same general area. They were all fine, no problem. And it's just like some of those beans.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I was curious.
Yeah, so it's interesting, right? Because, you know, it could just be, you know, the drainage could be just so good that maybe some of the nutrients are leaving too. So, you know, that's why I'm thinking the fertilizer is definitely going to help it and stay on that 2 week span. Maybe look at using a long-term granular to it, like a 10-10-10 for the rest of the season, or a tomato tone in that whole area.
I got tomato tone that I plan on putting
perfect. That's what I would do.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bioadvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, we do have another call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Frank is in Centerville, Mass.
Frank, welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I'm following up on the lawn renovation that you had. I missed about the first 30 minutes. I'm sorry if I'm asking to repeat anything.
Oh, it's all good.
Okay. It's my backyard down here on the Cape. It's very sandy. It doesn't really have much on there but weed. I'm looking at it as we speak. Weed and some crabgrass, patches of moss.
Yep.
So I'm thinking about getting a soil analysis, killing it, and bringing in some amendments. But I just thought I'd get your opinion. We're getting close to the best time of year.
Yeah.
To do this work.
No, definitely. And I think if you're going to do the soil test, do it as soon as possible. Because everybody else knows that this is the time of year that we should be doing it. And so what will happen is the labs that do it can get backed up a little bit, right? Just it could take a little bit more time. Or it usually, in general, takes about 10 to 14 days anyways. So if you know that you're going to do this so you can look at some of the amendments, you're going to want to have some time to, do those renovation aspects of the new nutrients, the new amendments. So you're not trying to do everything all in one day so that you can kind of get ahead of it, right? So I'm 100% behind you on the fact of, getting a soil sample done. I think it's a big thing anyways. It's one of the things that I think everybody should do if they're looking at renovating a lawn. So that's that aspect. From there, the thing is, too, is you have a lot of weeds on there. So are you got to decide, are you looking at a total renovation or are you looking at just an overseeding, right?
Oh, so this would be a total. There's hardly any real grass there.
Well, so with that being said, you're going to need to do some, killing of the weeds.
Okay.
Right? It's not like you can just add the amendments over the top and just hope for the best. The weeds are going to be there. And the weeds are going to keep going unless you do something about it. So that's where, that's why a total kill would work at this point. So the process so far, what I'd want you to do is get the soil sample done. Have you ever taken a soil sample before and have it sent away?
Yeah, years ago. We took little core samples all over the yard, mixed it up, let it dry out, and sent it to UMass. Is that
perfect. Perfect. Yeah, I just want to make sure, because one of the things that, you know, some people will think about with soil sample, we're just trying to take the surface soil. I want you to basically, if you put a round point shovel into the ground all the way, where the point of the shovel is, which is about like 6 to 8 inches down, that's the soil I want you to get. Because that, you know, the top couple inches, if you fertilize, it could just be still sitting there from the last time. We want to see what's going on underneath in the deeper aspects. So when we do put in soil, a grass system, the roots will want to go deeper and what's going on down there, right?
Okay.
So we want to get it deeper in there. Obviously, it's a very sandy soil, so you might have some of that aspect. It might just be real sand. So try to get some of the soil mixed in there. I like to go to the four corners of the area I'm doing and then the center. So I kind of mix all five of those areas, let it sit for 24 hours in a bucket, then put it into the bag to send off. That way some of the moisture dries off, right? Because What happens with a lot of soil tests, too, is they will then resaturate the soil to get some of the levels out of it. But the moisture that's sitting there, and if it goes right into a bag with moisture, can affect the pH levels because it's the direct rainwater that came from it or your water, etc. So that's why we want to dry it out a little bit. So from there, this will start looking at a... as soon as you do the soil sample, you can start the killing of the weeds in the yard. Up to you on how you want to do it. Do you want to do a total kill, like a cleanup or one of those? Or do we want to try to kill the weeds, leave some of the lawn that might be in there with like a Weed Beater Ultra or a crabgrass and weed killer at this moment? Now, if you want to hang tight, I got a little bit more to talk to you about with it. I'm going to hit a break. So everybody else, phone number is 855-660-4261. Be back in a few.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are, it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Update. Two Americans have reportedly been kidnapped in Haiti, the Biden administration working to free a nurse and her child who were snatched in the country Thursday. A humanitarian aid association says the two were taken from its campus near Port-au-Prince. The CDC in Atlanta warning mosquitoes carrying the West Nile virus becoming resistant to insecticides. The mosquito population apparently way up because of the heat across the country. And in related news, folks in some states where it's been extremely hot about to get a break.
Cooler temperatures will be felt Sunday in the Ohio Valley, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast. Cooler weather is also in the forecast in the Northern Plains toward the Midwest. The Southwest is expected to remain in a heat wave for several days. More than 20 U.S. states were under heat advisories on Saturday, affecting more than 100 million Americans. I'm Jim Forbes.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me.
My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25-50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we're talking with Frank in regards to a lawn reno that he's looking to do at this point. So I mentioned right at the end, you know, the two options of, you know, killing the weeds that are in there. Is it, you know, a total kill, or is it a kill of the? Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, you're looking at something that is a, you know, like a cleanup type product, a total vegetation killer, right? Because it's killing everything. But the thing is, you know, it takes about 2 weeks before you can reseed. And okay. I was saying earlier was it takes about 2 weeks before you can reseed, but it also takes about, you know, 7 to 10 days to really have the majority of the kill. And at that point, you're going to be able to tell, did it kill everything that you were looking for it to kill or not?
Okay.
And so there might be, it might come to the point where you're like, I got to spray again. So that's why, you know, right now is the perfect time, because it could take up to a full month before you could really seed, which will give you plenty of time to get the soils test done. To get, you know, once that soil test comes back, you look at it, what amendments can you add to it, get the soil amended, and then be able to really start towards the end of August, which would allow, you know, hopefully the cooler temperatures to help that seed really establish it. So you really, this process should start today,
okay.
In essence, just to see what you got to do, right? And just to make the long-term effect of it a little bit easier.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, up to you on the process you want to do, but I really think you've got the right idea with the soil test being done. I think it is invaluable, especially even for future, because you might find you might not need a lot. It's just maybe something's trapped or maybe something's going on, because if you find that your soil has tons of magnesium or boron or one of those, that's kind of telling me that everything you're doing has been okay in the past, but what's going on is there's nutrients that are trapped and they can't go anywhere unless we do certain things. So that's going to really help you determine how much more you're going to need to do with this renovation as well. Alrighty.
Quick question. You said Weed Vita Ultra. Can you help with those brand names?
No, so they're both Bonide products.
Okay.
Right, so Cleanup is a total killer. Whereas the Weed Beater Ultra, but there's also a Crabgrass and Weed Beater, but it has like a Weed Beater Plus on the logo. Those are ones that would kill just the weeds if you had some lawn, right? If the lawn was, you know, if there was some sticking up in certain areas, but you were saying it's not. So that, but that would be the option if you did have some lawn that you didn't want to harm, would be that Weed Beater Ultra or the Weed Beater Plus. With crabgrass control, because that would kill a lot of the weeds that are there now.
Okay, so for total kill, I go with the Cleanup. Bonide Cleanup. Okay.
Yep. You know, there are organic, you know, weed killers out there, but I think, you know, if you're doing a total kill, the total area, sometimes the organics are going to take three applications. In, you know, 10 to 14 day intervals. So we're talking, you know, it could be a little bit more up to you and what you want to do. But to me, on something like this, a total kill is probably the way to go.
All right. That's what I'll do.
All right.
All right. Thanks so much. Appreciate your
time. All right, Frank. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I heard the gentleman just saying about his lawn. Well, I'm wondering about my garden. Could I do the same thing there? And when would I do it? After the vegetables are gone? And would it hurt the garden for next year?
So it shouldn't hurt the garden for next year by any means. What I would, you know, I would definitely for you look to see if you can do some sort of soil sample as well, just to see what's going on. I know a number of years ago you had the floods kind of go through there.
Yep.
So your soil structure is probably completely different than it once was. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't done the soil sample in a while, I'd definitely look to do that, because the thing is it's one thing to go through and just, you know, kill everything that's left, but it's another to know what else is going on so that we can kind of work to prevent it for later.
Could I get that from natural alternatives?
Yeah, you definitely could. Definitely. They'll do soil samples right on their website. You can grab it. Mm-hmm. But, the you know, one of the things is weeds tend to grow in more acidic soils, or soils that are derived from certain nutrients aren't, you know, those types of things. So adding is definitely going to be part of this. But if we don't know exactly what we need to add and we just kind of throw things at it, next year could be the same exact thing. Right? So it's just, that's why the soil sample would be worth it. You can do it now, so, you know, you're ahead of it, you know, so that when the time comes, the veggies are done for the season, you can kind of do a total kill. The other thing what might, you know, do well for you, and that, you know, up to you on this, but once you do spray it and you start to see some dieback, maybe it's taking some weed fabric for the winter months, for like the, you know, until the spring. Either weed fabric or like a black plastic, and putting it over that whole garden so the rest of the season the sun will hit it, bake underneath it, and kind of cook any of the seeds, the weed seeds that are left.
We got so about 100 by 100.
Oof. Okay. Well, maybe not so much. But one of the things that, you know, just I'm looking for some things for you to try and kill some of it. So, you know, I think if it's sprayed and it's exposed, the sun's definitely going to help it anyways. But I think maybe if you look at it now and you say, well, maybe this area, which is like a 10 by 10, has more weeds than others, you'll be able to kind of know that now.
No, it's covered.
It's covered. Oh, well, okay. But I think once the season is kind of done, you could do a total kill on there, and it's not going to affect next year's crops by any means. But I think the soil sample, and you might want to break that soil sample into a couple sections.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Maybe look at it and just cut it in half. You know, just so that, because one, the far corner where, you know, it starts to the opposite corner could be a little bit different.
Uh-huh.
So maybe cut it like 50 by 50, and then you said 100 by 100, right? So, you know, do 50 by 100 and 50 by 100. And so it's, you're just cutting it in half one way, and it's still the length. You know, that way you can see if there's any differences between the two. You might not have the differences, especially with the way, you know, with that flood you had a couple of years ago. It probably kind of cleaned everything out and moved everything.
Yeah.
But I think that's the way to start.
Yeah.
And then, you know, early spring or even, you know, late fall, adding some amendments to the top of the soil. You wouldn't even have to, you know, like till it in or anything. You could just maybe blow all the leaves to that area, or you could get the amendment, put it in for the fall, top dress the whole area a couple inches, let the nutrients kind of push it to where it needs to be, and then spring hits, maybe add a little bit of an amendment, and then till it first thing in the spring.
So what would the amendment be?
So, you know, you could go something along the lines of like just straight cow manure. Or you could do compost, mm-hmm. right? You know, the thing with cow manure is a cow has two stomachs, so it's
right.
it's not going to have the weed seeds, mm. right? So the cow manure should be pretty close to 100% weed-free. Mm. But then, like, a compost would be fine to put over the top.
Okay.
You just something to add to the nutrients, something that has a little bit of a analysis to it, right, where it's going to help the pH level. It's going to have a little bit of something in it, like a nitrogen or a phosphorus. Mm-hmm. And most compost will have minimal. They won't have, like, a ton, but they'll have minimal nutrients in it. The other thing to do, you know, based on the soil test, is going to tell us, should you put something down for the fall?
Mm-hmm.
Or should you maybe, you know, once you've done the total kill, you've put the amendments down, maybe look at doing a cover crop, like a winter rye, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you cover the whole thing, because that winter rye, once it's done, once the season ends and you're ready for next spring, you can till that in and it adds, you know, natural product to it, organic matter to it at the same time. So that could be, you know, an option as well.
I know when my dad had the garden, he used to have wheat, and he'd grow wheat and, you know, till it in after, you know, in the springtime.
That's another cover crop. That's what we're looking for, is to have a cover crop for there, because the benefits are, is the root system is still keeping the beneficials in the area. You know, you fertilized all year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, why not have something else there? It'll keep the fertilizer, keep the root system growing, and then you break it up, causing more organic material to form underneath there, and it's just a win-win. So a cover crop is definitely, I think, mm-hmm. beneficial for you to do, you know, if it's wheat or, you know, winter rye or something mm-hmm. along those lines. I think it's just going to help you.
Is the rye better than the wheat, do you think?
You know, the winter rye is one of those things where it kind of stays green during the winter, so it's kind of a nice look to it. I think six of this, half a dozen of another, you know what I mean? So I think you'll be okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because my brother was fertilized. He said, Mary, this is useless. I think we're just feeding the weeds.
It feels like it sometimes, right? You know, the other thing you could look to do on some of the areas is when you go to plant next year, maybe raise some of the rows so that they're a little higher than the level of the, you know, since everything across isn't just level, you have mounds in areas. What that'll do is maybe it will pull some of that soil up so the plant itself can survive, but then it's easier just to go down the rows on the side and kind of mm-hmm. clean with like a hoe or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That way it's not all the way around the plants. So it mm-hmm. might make sense to do that to help space it out a little bit too.
And the other question I have is about rhubarb. I had a rhubarb plant. I planted this year. But the leaves are like all, they're getting brownish and, you know, speckled. I was wondering if I could spray something on those.
Well, so sometimes, it's a little bit of anything. It could be a fungus. It could be an insect. Now, you're seeing, are they turning completely brown, the leaves?
Yeah,
or is it...
a couple of the big leaves are all, like, brownish, and they got, like, spots in them.
Oh, they do, they have spots in the leaves itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let me do this. We got to hit a break. I want you to hang tight, because we can, I want to go over that on the other side of this break. Okay. All right, now for everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We will be back in a few.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvance Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, for the break, we're talking with Mary in regards to some rhubarb. It's got some kind of like some brown spots in it, but it almost looks like little holes that have been there. So, leads me to think that it might have something to do with like an insect causing this. There's not a lot of insects that will go to it. You know, it could be like aphids or... you know, based on the fact that it's causing holes, which is probably, from the, it's causing holes and it's not looking like it's chewed on. It makes me think that it is going to be, possibly an aphid, the way it works. So I'd look at using like an oil-based chemical. Like a neem oil or something like that to help protect the plant. So that's what I would look to do with it. If it's just on the leaves, it's not on the stems. It could just be aesthetic. You know, not great, obviously. But I think it's just something that could be done. Just make sure when you do spray it, you don't spray it if it's 85 degrees or hotter.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's just, it can really burn the plant and cause damage that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be it. I think, just the amount of moisture that's been going around, it could have something to do with maybe some sunspot, right? Where it gets so, we have so much rain, the sun comes out, the sun burns a hole, into it from, it's magnified into the leaf, so it could be that, right?
Now, and when it's over, then when the rhubarb's over, it gets winter time. What can I cover it up with?
You could do like a salt marsh hay. You could do a straw that has been treated, so it doesn't have the weed seeds.
Mm-hmm.
You could do leaves. You could do, any type of mulch as well, just to help protect it. I think kind of I wouldn't say the sky's the limit, but I would say, it's a good chance that you have a lot that you can do with it. So I think you're going to be, I think it'll be okay to any of those.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot. I'm going to try this. I'll call Natural Alternative and get a soil sample and
perfect.
See what's going on. All right.
All right, Mary. You have
Thank
a great
you.
Rest of your day.
Oh, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. You do have another call in line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Ken's in Bow, New Hampshire.
Ken, welcome to the Paul Perrin Gardening Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Fine. Hope
Good morning.
You're well.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, I have a hanging basket of fuchsia plant that we bought 3 weeks ago from a discount store.
Okay.
And it's in fine shape, but I believe the fertilizer they used was for growth of the plant, not so much for the blossoms.
Okay.
And what can we add to boost the blossoms a bit?
Well, so for a flowering plant like this, you're looking for something that has a heavy middle number on the fertilizer, right?
That's middle, okay.
Middle number. So the middle number is not only for the root system, but it's for flowering. So if it's doing well and it's flowering right now, this is the perfect time to push something like a bloom booster. You can get it from Peters, so it'd be you know, a little, almost looks like a Tupperware container. Or you can do anything that just says bloom booster on it.
Bloom booster, okay.
Yes. That's going to help push the blossoms right now and continue to, and help them last longer. Whereas the regular all-purpose is just kind of going through everything. You're looking to push those blooms and to keep them on the plant longer.
Right, exactly.
So that's what I would definitely look at doing. Again, with those, water thoroughly prior to using the fertilizer.
Okay.
Especially with the hanging basket, as you know, right. when it dries out, the water could just go through. Now, I wouldn't want you to fertilize at the same time because then the fertilizer will go right through, right? So
yeah.
Water it thoroughly first, then use the fertilizer.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Another issue.
Well, here's what I want you to do, Ken. I want you to hang tight for me.
Okay.
Because I'm going to hit a break. When I come back, we'll get that answer to the questions that you have. So stay tuned, all right?
All right, Patrick.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We will be back in a few.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.